Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts, your pet's ally. Let's jump straight to some questions. Kathy is asking how to go about doing a reintroduction diet. And so it's great that the phytospore is not a problem, so that is wonderful. And no, you do not need to continue with a megamucosa. That will that was sort of a once and done deal. Now, as far as reintroduction goes, what I mean is that we want to, before you commit to making a batch of food that has something in it that could potentially create problems, I want you to test what you are adding back in. So if there is a problem, you're going to know what it is in specific, and you can cross that off your list. So what that means is that I would still try beef, because there may be a low enough amount of beef flavoring in the phytospore to not make that much of a difference. But what that would mean is take about, you can get some top round or some really low fat hamburger, something of that nature, cook it up, and for each dog add 3 tablespoons of the beef to a meal for 3 meals, and then wait 72 hours to see, is this okay or is this not okay? And this is sort of a tedious process, but in this way you're going to know very quickly, is there a problem or is there not a problem? And the reason I'm saying wait 72 hours is that it can take that long for something to show up. Now, Kathy, for your girls, most likely it's going to be in the proteins. And so what I would do is start with, you know, the ones that you would like to be able to feed that you're not feeding currently. Take a piece of paper, write down a column for Daisy, a column for Dottie, and then the name of the food. Was it okay? If it was okay, just do a check mark. If it's not okay, put an X under whoever's name or both of their names that it didn't work for. So that's kind of where you would go. And what I would do is refer back to that Glacier Peaks holistic test and see, you know, see where the things you'd like to use and go from there. At this point, you should be far enough down the road that you should be able to reintroduce something that, you know, is truly a food sensitivity, meaning the inflamed gut caused the reaction. If they still react to something, then this means more likely it is a true allergy at this point, and I would wait another 18 months to retest it. So I hope that is a little bit more clear. But that's kind of what I would do. And if you need some help with it, then let's do set up a call and we'll talk through it. But basically, it is somewhat of a tedious process. Once you figure out what they can eat, what they cannot eat, then you can go back to just rotating batches. But for right now, just kind of keep everything else the same so that you're comparing apples to apples, literally. And Susan's asking about Marty's neck injury, and they gave him a muscle relaxant and some gabapentin, and she's also got him on CBD, the Ease product from CBD Dog Health. And, you know, for a short period of time, Susan, I wouldn't really be worried about muscle relaxants and gabapentin. Personally, I find, you know, you'll have to see kind of what's working best for him. If this is providing comfort, great. Then I would use them for maybe 5 to 7 days and then start to kind of back off. I'd take the skeletal muscle relaxer out first, and if everything is good after a day or two, then take out the gabapentin. Now, I think CBD is great, and I think May's suggestion on essential oils is great as well. And I just don't have the experience with that. The other things that you can do are soft tissue work to help get things released and relaxed. I think you're down in the Beaufort area, Susan, but I can't remember exactly. If you're near Charleston, I would look at talking to Mike Daly. because he's a massage therapist in the area, and I think he could get you started. But that's going to help relieve a lot of the spasm and things like that. And then also hot and cold packs, I think, can be very helpful as well. And then if you go back to the website, there's some videos on passive range of motion, but more importantly to you is using some of those basic Tuina techniques, remembering that, you know, working up in the neck, if it's tender, to be really, really gentle. And if you're working in something, you're pushing away and he's turning around at you, then that means you need to ease up a little bit. But I think those are all good things to kind of help calm things down a bit. You know, I dinged my neck, interestingly enough, over the last few days, so I've had to go back to all those things I used to do when it was a big problem. So I hope that is a help. And may absolutely share that information on essential oils, because again, I'm not, that's not something I have a great deal of expertise in. I would refer you to Melissa Shelton, the oily vet, but there's a plenty of other veterinarians out there that are quite adept at essential oils as well. And that's great to hear that Spirits had no more seizures with the ease. That's fantastic. And Jamie, I am so sorry. I wish that I wish I had other options for you, but I just don't. The only good news on that genome test, I'm going to share this, and hopefully this is okay. I'm not sure if you're watching or not, but let's see. Where am I? Got too many windows open. The only thing good here is that it does say that Willie should not be overly sensitive to doxorubicin or any of the other chemotherapeutic options. And the reason that's important is that I know your veterinarian, your oncologist, had said that would be another option if the vinorelbine has quit working, and unfortunately he has, and it made him sick as well. So he's been on Serenia for 5 days post-chemo, and if he's had a bloody diarrhea, then I would just go with super, super easy stuff, like if he tolerates potatoes, that's actually a good idea. Good deal. Thanks, Jamie. And then actually rice that you make down into a congee, so like almost like a porridge. So you would, instead of, you know, a cup of rice with 2 cups of water, you'd put actually 3 or 4 cups of water. And what that does is break it down into its constituents. And then interestingly enough, the something in that rice water, if you will, seems to help draw the water back out of the GI tract and calm it down. So definitely keep going with the slippery elm and the pumpkin. And then use higher fiber things too, like boiled potatoes, boiled turnips, boiled sweet potatoes, and kind of go from there. I am so sorry. I wish that there were other things I can offer you, but this is obviously really not good news for Willie. And I hope that he is pretty much over the evil spirits from the chemotherapy. And we'll just take it a day at a time. So I think that's all I have for you all today. There's a couple of things we're working on in the back end, and nothing ever seems to go as fast as I would like it to. But I want to put this out for you all so you know kind of what's coming your way. We're going to change the iPets Ally format and actually just make ultimate level the only level that's available. All of you that are in iPets Ally at the basic level, you are getting grandfathered in. So you will all get the iPets Ultimate tag, and will be, you know, the big difference is the VIP discounts, the VIP service, and then also the monthly broadcast. Sorry, I'm a little slow on the draw today. Oh, good. He's begging for lunch today. That's great news, Jamie. But at any rate, so we'll be getting you an email out on that in the next week or so. But our next iPets Ally Ultimate broadcast, let me see if I can get this thing to play with me, will be, let's see here, that's going to be the 27th of April. So be looking for that invite. We'll send an email out this week just as a reminder and then ask you for whatever topic you'd like me to dive down a little bit more deeply on. And we'll go from there. But we'll be sort of upgrading you very shortly and getting you an email out about what that involves as well. So that's what I have for you today. We'll see you next week. Jamie, my heart goes out to you and Willie, and I hope that he gets some ease and some peace. And this is where I would definitely go for the THC if you haven't already. I think we had talked about that, but I think that's been very helpful. And I'll talk to the folks over at CBD Dog Health. They're doing some work with cancer, and they may have some other alternatives too. So again, my heart out to y'all. Give Willie a big hug for us. So until next week, give everybody a big hug, and we'll talk soon. Thanks.